It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with off-season updates and next season guesses. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yep, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin.
Lyle.
And we're continuing our sporadical, occasional off-season fun.
Well, we're doing it semi-regularly anyway.
Every couple weeks.
Every couple weeks. That's usually what we do.
We try to find a day to get it done.
We can get together.
It just happens that today is a Saturday, midday.
Yeah.
And the whole time we're sitting here, Lyle's like, come on, Scott, I got stuff to do.
I'm very busy.
Yeah. It's like, you're the most busy unemployed dude
I know, right?
Yeah. So anyway, I can say that because I'm fully jobbed and...
Oh, you're funny.
I am fully jobbed.
Well, I technically have a job, too.
That's true. You do have a job. It's just not
remote in NYC.
It doesn't get you, the 100% commitment that you're looking for in a job.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
So anyway, it's the off season. Free agency is the real big news is just about over as far as the bigger guys. There's some dudes that are still out there. As far as news-wise, probably the biggest thing going on right now is the fact that new Eagles defensive lineman Michael Bennett has been indicted by a grand jury for knocking over an old lady, trying to get up.
Bowling into the
Yeah, and I haven't seen video of this, but I have heard that there is video saying he didn't do it, so who knows? It was his sister saying it, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. If he did, it's pretty messed up. Apparently, there was a route that he could take to get onto the field, and he just didn't want to do that, and he just wanted to go on the field, so he just went on the field.
Right, and, he had the right credentials and stuff, but apparently, I guess he knocked some old lady over or something.
Yeah, which is not cool.
Presumably, since it's the Super Bowl and there's a million cameras, guessing there's probably video of this, and he wouldn't have been indicted unless there was evidence.
There's some evidence, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, the maximum sentence for this is, 10 years, and it's a federal offense. So
it's a big deal.
Yeah. So, it could be, loss of freedom, certainly loss of money.
Loss of his job.
Yeah.
Which would suck.
Who knows? But, we let Vinnie Curry go because we had Bennett. But, obviously, the real life aspect of this is worse than the football aspect.
Way,
of
way
it.
More important. But we're Eagles fans, Kevin. So
we are. So we have to look at the, we're not here to talk about true crime. We're here to talk about football and, he's a football player. So.
Yeah, I mean, if it's true, obviously he should be punished for that. That's not
true. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So, it'll shake out and we'll see. I don't think that, grand juries tend to be a little more serious. I mean, it's all serious if you're being charged with something. But if a DA decides to charge you, that's, one government department saying, yes, let's go after this person for this alleged crime. If a grand jury does it, that's a jury of your peers deciding to indict you.
But there's that old saying that, a DA could get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich.
It's true because, nobody
it's
was
only
there.
One side of the case.
Nobody was there to witness for the accused.
That's right.
So
you never know with a grand jury. It's actually more interesting when they don't indict because, it's so rare.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, if the DA didn't, if this didn't happen, the DA wouldn't have brought it to us.
Right.
We'll see. We talk about rookies here a little bit. There's some rookies making some news. Of course, pro days are happening. And Sam Darnold impressed.
Yeah.
Big time. People are talking about him as the next Blake Bortles. Now they're saying that size wise and athleticism wise he's Blake Bortles ish, but it's all what's between the ears that really matters. Not really matters more than physical attributes, but it's certainly part of the process. And that's where you look at a guy like Wentz and you go, okay, well he's who he is because of what's between his ears.
Yeah.
Same thing with Goff and of course Brady and Manning and all those fellas. So
it's really important.
Yeah. We'll see how Darnold shakes out. People are talking about Josh Allen as a guy who, didn't have a whole lot of weapons around him at school, but he still is a guy who can throw the ball 65, 70 yards in the air. Who knows who's going to be looking at him. The Jets traded up to number 3, so they're going quarterback. They didn't get up there so they could get a defensive end.
No, they're going QB. They're going to take
Mayfield.
Rosen or Mayfield.
Or Rosen.
Josh Allen, maybe,
Right.
It depends on who goes 1 and 2, obviously.
But, sure.
But they're going to take the next best QB.
Yeah, you know, I think they probably like.
I've seen all some of people, them. And I don't. I'm not going to discount it because of the Cleveland Brown organization. I've seen some people thinking they're going to take Barkley number one, and just pick a quarterback at four.
That would be a huge mistake.
Well, they might be able to land like a Sam Darnold at four, right? It's possible.
Probably not. They could land one of the quarterbacks.
One of them,
because there's four of them, five of them, really. If you put.
Well, Lamar see, I see. I've seen Rosen projected to go to the Giants.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, either Allen or, you know, Baker Mayfield to the Jets, maybe. So it's possible Darnold falls to the Browns. It's not 100% unlikely. Let me say that. Right. If they really want him, they got to take him in number one.
Exactly. And you know what? I kind of did a top five mock on Twitter, and people were like, well, what? And I had Chubb going to the Browns at four.
Wow.
It's like, they're like, why would they take him and not Barkley? It's like, here's the thing. You just got Carlos Hyde. Mm-hmm. Right, the first pick of the second round, you can take the second best running back. Okay,
probably,
but,
yeah.
But if you can have the best defensive player in this draft mm-hmm. at number four, and you can put Myles Garrett on one side and Bradley Chubb on the other side, how damn dastardly is that going to be?
Pretty awesome,
right? So, okay, you got a really good running back in Carlos Hyde,
but it's the Browns,
yeah. Trying to reason with, you know.
I would be friggin' so happy if Saquon Barkley goes to the Browns or the Broncos or.
I pick Barkley to the
insert
Broncos.
Insert AFC team here. Keep him the hell out of the NFC.
Yeah, so the only time we would have to see him
is the Super Bowl or
yeah,
some random regular season game, but just not.
For me, just keep him out of the NFC East.
Yeah, but I don't want him. I don't want him anywhere near. You know, say Tampa
with a bear. It's not like he's guaranteed for 2,500 yards and 15,000 touchdowns a year.
No, but,
you know,
he's going to be good, man.
He is.
He's going to be good. He's a rare talent, dude. Yeah, he's pretty rare.
He should be all right.
Yeah.
And I'd rather see him running in Denver than, say, running in New York.
Correct.
But, you know, I've talked about this before. The Giants would be idiotic to take Saquon Barkley at two with a late 30s quarterback. Who hasn't really had a decent winning season.
I've seen people thinking they're going to go... what's
defense.
The guard's name out of Notre Dame.
They're not going to take a guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Nelson. Yeah, so I've seen some mocks where, you know, I don't buy that at all. They're going QB.
You know what? Guards can be had that are good guards to play in your starting lineup for years can be had in the fifth round. So, you know, if it's a tackle... If it's a left tackle, yeah, you can take a left tackle too, and nobody blinks. You take a guard in number two, people are going to call that a squandered pick, no matter how good the guy is.
Yeah, well, I mean, the word on Nelson is that he can pretty much play anywhere, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They're going to take a quarterback.
Hell, they might Chubb.
This is right. This is really like loose speculation because honestly, I think quarterbacks are going to go one, two, and three. And then the really interesting question is, what do the Browns do it for? Do they take Barkley or do they take a defensive player like Bradley Chubb or, you know, Fitzpatrick or like whatever?
Well, that's the thing, man. I mean, you know, maybe. Okay, you look at the top 10 here in round one, all right? You got the Browns first, Giants second, Jets, Browns again, then the Broncos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the Browns take quarterback at one, they're not going to take quarterback at four, which it might not be a bad idea to make sure one of them hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Redskins do that, and they had Cousins for a while. They didn't take him in the first round, of course, but they took him later. So, you know, you figure the Broncos could take a quarterback, but they seem to be all in on Keenum. We'll see.
They seem to be.
Then you have the Colts who don't need a quarterback probably. Tampa doesn't. The Bears don't. Frisco doesn't. And Oakland doesn't. So in the top 10, you know, I guess you could say that Buffalo may trade up to four to
that
get
would make sense.
A quarterback.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
They would have to give up a lot, though.
Well,
to
I mean,
move up
you
to
do.
That.
You do.
I mean, the Jets went from 6 to 3, and they gave up second-round picks, you know, this year, next year.
Yeah,
know.
but We've seen though. I don't know why teams are hesitant to do this. We've seen you don't do it for a running back like the Bears did.
Yeah, right,
right. You don't do it not the Bears, the New Orleans Saints did.
Right,
to
they
get
moved
Ricky
up
Williams.
To, right,
right. But you definitely do it if you think you found your quarterback, because it does pay dividends if you find that guy that can run your team.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this year it's like okay, the Birds have the 32nd pick, and don't pick again until round four.
Right,
but. Wentz, Not a single Eagles fan's pissed.
Nope.
Not a single one.
I'm all good.
Now,
they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And it's not like I think their team might even be better now.
I may have said this on the last show, but Howie's like, hey, you know, a lot of teams are under the salary cap, but none of them were really playing in February. So
right.
You know.
Yeah, you gotta make these moves. You gotta make bold moves. And the thing about the NFL is because of things like free agency, and you know, just the general shuffle that happens every year, you can get away with it.
Right.
You can go all in and go, okay, that didn't work, and 2 years later be right back. The Eagles did it.
They did.
They freaked out with Chip Kelly. They went all in on a bunch of random players, and it didn't work. And 2 years later, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and kind of out of the blue. But, hey.
I'll allow it.
Trophy still.
I rode by the stadium yesterday.
Yeah,
big banner.
And you filmed it for me.
I did, yeah. Big banner hanging out there.
It was good.
Go ahead and be the home of the world champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Let's just have a moment of silence for the burnt.
All right, thank you.
So, I mean, one thing for the birds, I'd like to see them trade back a couple of spots because in round two, you do have some teams that might want to trade up to the end of the first round so they can, if there's a quarterback left, see, like if Jackson's left or if there's another quarterback that's, you know, that a team has a pretty good feeling about as a project. You take him at 32, then you get that fifth round option on that player.
Right.
So a team may want to trade up to 32.
Get like a Lamar Jackson you're talking about.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
If he's still there, I think he's probably going to go a lot earlier than that. I think.
Yeah, when does he get drafted? I mean, because you look at the back, I don't know, 10 or 11 or 12 picks here, really not a whole lot of need for quarterback either. I mean, look at this. Let's start with Buffalo obviously does, but let's start with 23, right? You got the Rams, no. Panthers, no. Titans, no. You have Atlanta. Maybe the Saints.
I would say the Saints because,
maybe Pittsburgh.
Breeze is on a 2-year contract.
Yeah, maybe the Saints, maybe Pittsburgh. Then you have Jacksonville, who knows, right? And then Minnesota, not a chance. The Patriots, who knows where they're ever going to do. And then the Eagles, who have two good quarterbacks. So
right.
If he doesn't get selected, if Buffalo stands pat and he doesn't get picked by then, you're right. Maybe right. Somebody will trade into one of those last couple spots.
Well, if you look in the middle, you kind of jumped over the middle there. You know, the Chargers, possibly. Phillip Rivers not getting any younger.
It's possible.
Right. He's as old as Roethlisberger and Manning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the Bengals, possible there as well.
Yeah, sure.
For getting a quarterback. And, you know, from all indications, as an athlete, like a guy who can scramble and continue looking down the field, Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
Wentz when he's healthy, Aaron Rodgers, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. Breeze, mm-hmm. of these guys who can, and Russell Wilson who can, get out of the pocket, but continue keeping it a passing play. Mm-hmm. He is one of those guys, and when called on to run, he's Marcus Mariota-ish. He can go the full field.
Sure,
Depending on what kind of offense you want to run, or if you can fit him into the offense you run,
right?
Then it would be crazy for the Chargers or the Ravens, for God's sake, to step in and maybe look to the future a little bit. Wow. Right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the draft is we'll speculate forever about it, and it's really fun to talk about. But on draft day, it's going to all go out the window.
It is. Yeah.
The freaking Chargers are trade into the number one spot, and the Browns will give up all their first round picks. And, you'll be like, "What happened?"
Well, we were talking to Brian from Brian Lyons fame, and he was talking about, "Hey, we have to do a draft show again."
Yeah.
You've heard about this maybe in the lore of the show that he was here for a live draft show.
Yes.
We did that.
It was the season that the right after the Lions went undewinning.
Unvictorious.
They were the original pulling of the Browns.
Actually, no, that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that's true.
When they went 0-16.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Plus, they had really bad uniforms.
Yeah, they were
creamsicle and pink or something.
Yeah, orange, and with the dude with the weird mustache and the...
Oh, yeah, the Buccaneer.
Yeah.
I don't know what they called him, but it was like...
He was a Buccaneer.
He was, but they didn't call him that.
Oh, okay.
There was some sort of homophobic
reference really?
To the... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's hilarious. Yeah, they were terrible uniforms.
Feel free to Google that. I'm not saying it because I don't want to get in trouble with the community.
That show, when Brian came in, you were saying.
Yes. there was a lot of alcohol consumed, and things got a little weird. And if you didn't hear it live, you'll never hear it. It'll never see the light of day. But we were talking about kind of doing a redo of that in this very space, maybe this coming draft.
Yeah, we should run it back.
Yeah, maybe bring Drew in here. Drew's got, you know, he's got a baby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Brian's got kids too, but, you know, we could put a chair here and there and turn this screen and just pop
beautiful.
It right up there and just
beautiful, man.
Crack them.
Yeah, I'm you know? Down.
Yeah.
We have to figure out
how to get these drunk fellas home.
Yeah, well, you know, just have a couch. Uber or something.
Uber Brian to Philly.
Yeah, why not?
Have Mrs. Seabass come get Drew's
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, there you go. Pick him up, right. Yeah.
So anyway, that's a possibility if we can make that happen. We might have to clean this table off, though.
Yeah, it's a little gross.
Dirty, a little bit. So anyway, let's take a look at... actually, before we do that, let's do this other thing. We were talking about... we've been talking about this fan-controlled football league for a while now. We're not, you know, like a part of it necessarily, but we're really into it.
Yeah.
In fact, in a week, we're going to have a former NFL player who's involved in this. We're going to have him on for a special TFFG, kind of talking to him about the league and how it started and what he's doing in it and talk about his career. I'm not going to tell you who it is just because, you know, it's a teaser.
Teaser.
So anyway, former the Fan Control NFL Football player. League is really, you know, making fantasy football a reality.
It's really, really cool. Check this out, guys. Like a real-life version of Madden, fans will vote on all personnel decisions and play calls in real time. What the fan says goes.
So basically, you'll scout players. You'll be in on drafting rosters, hiring coaches. You can even be in. You can design the team logo and have it be voted on for your team's logo, all through a crowdsourced vote made possible through blockchain technology. Could you explain that?
Well, a blockchain
in two sentences.
Blockchain technology is it's way too complex to get into on the
not
air
two
here.
Sentences.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
But it's a thing.
But you know, crowdsource. Basically, everybody's going to vote on something,
right?
And you know, the highest things will come up. And we've talked many times in the past about you know, how these things tend to go awry. So it'll be really interesting to see how this works out. But there'll also be a public leaderboard that will even show which fans have the highest football IQ.
That's cool.
And the best performing fans will be eligible for many prizes, including a cut of the $1 million championship purse.
There's a lot going on here. Visit fcfl.io to learn more. It's the FCFL where you are in control.
Mm-hmm.
I am so psyched about this.
Dude, it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I don't know. It has a tendency, or it has a possibility to go really, really weird too, which I'm super into as well.
If it does, yeah.
Either way, like, I'm down, man.
Well, I was talking to the marketing person for it, and you know, she says there's you know, brilliant people working on the entire thing, and that mm-hmm. I don't want to get too far into it and kind of blow you know some of what the interview is going to be, but it's going to be extremely cool. So. Make sure you go to that website. It's fcfl.io and learn more about it. It's awesome.
That'll be really cool.
I'm psyched.
I'm trying to think about how I would describe blockchain in one sentence. I don't know. It's kind of like a giant. That's too simple, but it's kind of like a giant spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That's in the cloud. That it's a. I don't know.
So basically, here you can buy tokens.
Right.
Which allow you to do things.
Right.
And you can also earn tokens, which allow you to do other things.
Right.
So, you know, if you drop a few dollars, you can vote on the team's logo or vote on the team's coach. Or
right.
And depending on how much you build up, then, you know, you'd be able to say, you know, I'm going to run this play.
You're a higher influencer, right?
Right. So, and that's where the leaderboard comes in, where your football IQ is up. You know, so like you said, it could get weird because people who know nothing about football's vote counts just as much as yours.
Absolutely.
Or more, depending on how much they bid on that play.
Yeah, so we could see, I mean.
Punting on first down.
They might never punt, too.
Yeah, they might not.
You know? Yeah, could get really weird. Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm down, man. I'm curious to see where this goes.
So we're going
to
be tweeting about this between now, next couple of weeks, you'll see some tweets from us.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you haven't gotten on our Twitter feed yet, it's at TFFG. You can go
do that.
Hop in
Lots
there.
Of useless knowledge and random discussions.
Yeah, some of those. No politics at all.
None. Keep that stuff on, you know, the flip side of Twitter. I'm out.
That's right. So anyway, so let's look at some at the list of free agents here. There are only a few guys available now, and Ndamukong Suh,
yeah, he's still out there,
being the probably the biggest name out there right now. He's been looked at by Tennessee, the Jets, the Rams. I think New Orleans is in the mix somewhere. He's made like $130 million so far in his career, and he's going to get paid more.
Yes, he is.
He's not done.
He's quite good.
So it'll be interesting to see where he lands. Mm-hmm. If he goes to the Rams, dude, they're just going to be sick.
Yeah, it's a
little
scary. If
he goes to the Titans, they're going to be sick.
It's a little scary. I mean, he definitely upgrades every defensive line in the league.
He does.
You know, even if he came to Philly, right, he would be an upgrade.
Yeah, but who do you bump?
I guess Nada. But, I mean, you could put him in the rotation is what I'm saying. Right. But he's still, like, they have a really good defensive line. He's still an upgrade.
He would make it better. Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, he's just that good.
Yeah, because, you know, when Cox goes off the field
right.
and Sue comes on.
Right.
It's
okay. Just like, oh, God.
Did you improve or did you stay the same or you didn't get
I mean,
worse?
You didn't
that's
lose
sure.
anything. You right. certainly didn't. No. But he's not going to be an Eagle. They don't have any money.
No, they don't. He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Eric Reed from the Niners, I think, is probably the next best guy available out there. You know, there are claims that maybe because he was a National Anthem kneeler that mm-hmm. he's not getting the attention that he should probably get. I don't know how true that is or not, but he's going to land somewhere, and somebody's going to get a pretty good bargain on him, I think.
Probably.
Let's see. Jordan Matthews still out there. I think he's going to remain for a while. Mm-hmm. Adrian Peterson, no longer with any team. He's available. Do you think he's got anything left in the tank?
No. I don't. I mean, sure, but
not enough.
Not a super high level.
Right. At this point, he's like a change of pace guy, mm-hmm. And really not a whole lot going on there. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie is still trying to make a go of it. He's still got some left. He's. I think he was just a cap casualty. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where he ends up. Let's see. Eric Decker's still out there. Now, we're kind of getting way far down the list of guys who are worth picking up.
What about Breland? Is Breland still out there? I think Rashad Breland's still out there.
Is Breland still out there?
I think he is.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. So he'll end up somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys will end up somewhere. Kenny Vaccaro, Jonathan Hankins. I mean, these guys are
I think the thing with Breland is did he fail a physical? I think he did. So there's some issue with him I remember reading about. I don't know.
Yeah, he failed his physical with the Panthers.
Right.
So and who knows what that was, if it was...
I didn't read, yeah.
So, you know, that's probably going to hurt him. But if he can rehab whatever it was that made him fail and, you know, right around OTA time, hop in.
Yeah, the thing is about a lot of these guys, they might go unsigned for a while. But as soon as you start getting into camp and people start getting hurt, they'll end up somewhere if they want to. Like Martellus Bennett just retired. He was like, I'm done. Okay. Yeah. And Peterson might, but then again, he might not. And somebody might bring him on as a change of pace guy. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, and also, once he may be signed 2 weeks before the start of the season because somebody gets hurt in camp
That's
or
what
whatever.
Saying.
Yeah, EJ Gaines is another guy who's a decent zone cornerback. He could find some work. I mean, you know, looking at like Navarro Bowman, I mentioned him. Tyvon Branch is still out there.
Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, I mentioned him. Cameron Fleming. There's a bunch of guys that are, and there's going to be more added to this list after the draft, you know. And I think that's really where a lot of teams make their hay is, you know, say, okay, we've got this rookie who is going to be so much cheaper for, you know, 4 years, and this guy is 34 years old and he's costing us, you know, $9 million a year. We can make this change. So there's going to be some more free agents added to this list as we go. Actually, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. You think Jay Cutler probably hangs it up? Or
He says he's only going to sign somewhere unless he is going to start.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. How much do starting quarterbacks get paid in the NFL?
Anywhere from $27 million a year down to $8 million.
Can you pay him as a starter is what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's a matter of what money he's making. I think it's a matter of
he just wants to play.
If he's going to play, he wants to start.
Is he one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the league? I don't think so. Probably not. I mean, discounting like rookies and young players and stuff that are, you know, you're going to give them some leeway to get their feet under him.
Let's do this.
All right.
Just as a goof, let's look and see
You going to pull up all the starting quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, no, I'm just going to look at teams.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure I hit everybody.
All right. So let's start with the AFC North. You got the Ravens. Is he better than Joe Flacco?
Probably not, but it's close.
It's close.
It's real close.
All right. Red Rocket?
No, I would still take Red Rocket.
Okay. Any Browns? Insert Brown here.
Well, the thing is, would you rather play Cutler or would you rather play Tygod?
Tyrod.
So no.
Yeah. And or whatever rookie they draft.
Exactly.
And then you have the Steelers. Yeah, of course, right. So no chance.
So then you have Bortles.
Ew.
I think the fact that Bortles can make plays with his legs.
Yeah, I would play Bortles.
Eases him above Cutler. So then you got Mariota, of course not. Luck, a healthy Luck, of course not. Then, you know, you got Deshaun Watson in Houston.
No way.
So then you've got Kansas City Chiefs with their rookie or second-year player coming in, Mahomes. Phillip Rivers, no. Carr, no. Denver Broncos, Case Keenum, no.
Yeah.
Eagles, of course not. Cowboys, of course not. Skins.
No, Alex he's Smith. Not better than Alex Smith. No.
I'm looking at
no,
you.
No, I was thinking about it. Like,
you look like you're considering it. I'm like, what? No. The Giants, of course not. Minnesota Vikings, they have Cousins. Lions, no, with Stafford. Packers, geez, I don't know. I think there's an all-timer there.
Yeah.
The Bears have Trubisky. Saints.
So, again, with the Bears, like, maybe he is better than Trubisky, but they're going to play Trubisky, so yeah.
Right, because 5 years from now, of course, Trubisky is going to be loads better than Cutler is.
Correct.
So you got the Saints, of course not. Panthers, Falcons, Bucks.
No.
Then you got the Rams. No, the
answer is no.
Arizona Cardinals.
Maybe.
Right now, he's the best Arizona Cardinals quarterback
there is one potential landing spot for him.
Right. So then if you look at draft order, where are the Cardinals? Cardinals are one of those teams that could pop up. And they're 15 right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to
move up.
They're going to have to move up or...
Yeah, see, they could take Lamar Jackson there.
If he falls to them.
He'll make it to 15.
Not if Buffalo takes him.
I guess that's possible.
He's getting more popular as the draft gets closer. You know, dude, you know how it is with quarterbacks. You're willing to take that mid-first round risk that you catch lightning in a bottle and you get Dak Prescott, that you get one of those guys.
So you think
who can
start
you think
Josh Allen is gone?
Oh God, yeah.
Outside of the top 10, so that's just not possible, right?
Should he be? I don't know. Maybe not.
So you have Darnold, Rosen, Allen, and Baker Mayfield, right?
Those are the big four.
The big four.
So I think
they're all gone before you hit 12.
I think Darnold goes to the Browns. I think Rosen or Allen go to the Giants.
Okay.
I think
Or Rosen go to the Jets.
No, I think Mayfield's the Jets guy.
Really?
He kind of seems to me to be that brash New York fit. You know, the cocky, you know.
Right. Okay.
Whatever. So then you've got either Rosen or Allen left over. Dude, I think
he's got to fade the Broncos. He's got to get past Chicago, maybe. See, San Francisco won't touch him. Chicago won't touch him. The
Miami
Bucks won't
might.
Touch him. Miami might. That's
I doubt
true.
It, they might.
Raiders won't. So yeah, you got to fade Denver. Is what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the big question mark. You got to fade Denver.
And who knows? You know, Buffalo may not be done trading up.
They might not be, but the thing is, like, if you're in Denver's spot, it's really difficult because you can take one of those big four, whichever big one is left, right? Because you know you're guaranteed one of them. The Browns aren't going to draft two.
Mm-hmm.
So you're guaranteed one of them. So you can take one of those, or you could take the best defensive player in the draft, pretty much.
If the Browns didn't. Or you can take the best running back in the past 2 years.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if I take the fourth best quarterback versus a home run in either Chubb or Barkley. Those are home runs.
Right.
I think I'd take the home run. Or...
Well, that's why when I did my little top five on Twitter, I put Barkley to the Broncos because, you know, they've got their guy, John Elway said it, in Case Keenum. They still have that defense. They still have two good wide receivers. They're a little short at tight end, but you put Barkley in that mix?
Yeah. See, here's where I think you're right. I think Buffalo is going to target that fifth spot with Denver because Denver then can move back and take Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Right? And pick up a bunch of picks. Because after the Broncos, I don't think anybody drafts a quarterback. So say it's Rosen, right? So if Rosen falls to the Broncos and they don't pick him, he'll end up being a Bill.
I mean, the Dolphins are kind of an outlier, but then
I don't see it, man.
Then you got the Cardinals at 15. They would be the next potential obvious spot for, you know, one of the 4/5 top guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. And, you know.
Yeah, so the Cardinals and the Bills are going to be fighting to move up. And Denver only moves if they don't want one of those four.
Yeah.
And they think they can get away with Lamar Jackson. That's it. I mean, that's the draft right there. I just did it. It's over, guys. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, everybody. Good night. No need to
don't
watch
even bother down. Watching it. I love speculating about this stuff because it's totally not going
to
happen.
And, you know, the funny thing is like a guy like Mike Mayock, who, you know, to me, if I had to watch Mike Mayock or Mel Kiper every year, and I do because, you know, Mel Kiper, I don't even go there.
Yeah. Mayock's just on point.
Mayock played. And you know, he's an announcer. He's watching film all the time. I'm sure Kiper is too. It's his job. But, dude, Mayock, I just trust
he
way
just
much more.
He knows what he's talking about.
He does.
Yeah, with every player.
Right. He's been on the field. He's gone to the Senior Bowl and interviewed these guys.
Yes.
I don't know that Kiper does that.
Right.
You know, I think his is a little more analytical. It's based on stats and numbers and film, and not that Mayock doesn't do that, but Mayock actually gets out there and watches how these guys work, you know, in the practice field, and I think that's the thing. So even Mayock, who goes, oh, there's no way in hell they're going to take a tackle here. With the 7th pick, take a tackle. It's like, oh, well, like, you know, if they're going to take a tackle, I mean, as right as he is, he is mostly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, right? I mean, first of all, why aren't we wagering on this somehow?
Why?
It seems just as trivial as picking teams that are going to win or picking players that are going to do well, guessing what NFL teams will do in the draft. Why haven't we figured out a way to do this as a sport or sort of contest?
I'm sure there's a Vegas sports book that has odds.
There probably is. I mean, think about your NCAA, you know, tournament sheet that you fill out every year, and it's all goes to hell by, you know, as soon as Virginia loses.
When a 16 team, when a junior college takes out the number one seed. Yeah.
So,
and I know UMBC is not a junior college.
But they're, I mean, you know, nobody saw that
They're
coming.
Not Virginia.
Nobody saw it
That's
coming.
For damn sure.
Nobody saw it coming.
It's a bracket crazy. Buster.
Yeah, I'm pretty torn, man. So it looks like Villanova is going to play Duke.
I know.
And I know that everybody hates Duke. But I love Duke because...
Did you see the Villanova game last night?
Yeah, man.
Dude,
that was a great comeback.
I can't remember that one dude's name, but he just got the most monster block.
Yeah.
And then the ball went down to the other end, and he took the rebound and just jammed it. This guy is a madman.
Yeah, and so I've been a Duke fan since the 90s because I hated UNLV. And they were the best team. Yeah, UNLV was amazing. Duke Blue Devils, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hoying, you know, Grant Hill,
right?
Trent Hill. I think the dude's name was Trent. Anyway, so now they're going to play Nova, and I'm like, what do I do now?
Hope for the best and cheer for the winner. That's all.
Because I love them both.
But. Well, Nova's like, dude, the best team in the game. We've seen this. But Coach K.
Coach K can beat anybody.
He does that.
He can beat anybody, man. And they have some really talented players on Duke, man. They always do, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a basketball player, Duke's one of those places you want to go.
Yeah. We digress. Really went into a totally different sport that wasn't even professional.
Well, they're making money, so.
Yeah. How do we get on this? Oh, yeah. We should totally. Why don't we fill out a draft sheet? And, you know, whoever gets the most right wins a pot of money.
You mean between the two of us?
Well, the two of us, or, you know.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some legality there that we could.
No, it's a friendly wager between friends. You're allowed to do that, as long as it's not over X amount of dollars.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should
tell
do
you
that.
What. You go ahead and put that together. I'll play.
All right. Do like a dollar a slot.
$32 for the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. Sure.
All right. It'd be fun. That way, when we're watching it, we got something to do.
If you're listening, you want in.
Yeah, maybe we'll put something together.
Go to our, just send us an email. It's thefantasyfootballguys@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just do a spreadsheet, something.
Yeah, some kind of spreadsheet.
Lyle will figure it out.
Yeah.
All you got to do is throw money at us.
Yeah, and then, you know, winner take all. Whoever gets the most picks right, you know, wins. And I we'll have to come up with some rule that if somebody gets traded, if it's traded, it's the not the team, it's the person who was selected.
Right. It's the slot and the person. It's not the team.
It's not the team because that gets too weird.
Yeah, because then you're shifting things.
Yeah, that would be too weird. So it would have to be. Yeah. Nice. All right, cool. Now we have to see how desperate we are for fantasy.
For football, some sort of something. Thing.
We're just like, and Kevin and I will bet on anything. But, you know, at least this is somewhat football related.
Well, it's very football
related. Yeah, well, not super.
Maybe
it's
right.
Draft speculation. It's not like.
So then somebody's going to come out and go, I'm not going to take Darnold first because everybody else is.
Right.
I'm going
Here's
to say,
the strategy.
I'm going to say Saquon Barkley first.
Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley. No one's lying.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Was that, it sounded really creepy to me. Was that pretty creepy?
Yeah, it was creepy.
I'm going to take Josh Allen in the first spot. All right. So before we go, we want to tell you, talk more about this fan-controlled league. So basically, one of the biggest thing for us and the thing we love the most about fantasy football, aside from playing it every week and talking about it with you guys, is
constantly.
Drafting, dude.
Draft.
Christmas, to me, is first, and draft day for our main money league is second.
It's super fun.
So we just love drafting fantasy teams. So imagine putting that into a real-life scenario and drafting a real professional team.
That's exactly right. The Fan Control Football League is bringing fantasy sports and Madden franchise mode to a real football field.
That's crazy. Fans will scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call plays, and more.
The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7 fast-paced indoor football in a high-tech production studio built for a digital audience.
You can't go to the games, people.
No, it's all online.
This is the next generation of fantasy football where fans get rewarded for dominating through the league's proprietary fan token.
That's right. To learn more about Fan Token and the FCFL, visit fcfl.io. That is fcfl.io.
Very exciting. Looking
Check it
forward
out,
to that.
Yeah, correctly. It's going to be really, really fun. You know, imagine if you're like, you know, all right, I'm voting for this play, and then they run it, and it works. You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, boys.
And it scores the winning touchdown.
Right. Let's go, fellas. 7-on-7, too, should get weird.
And the fact that it's not on a football field.
Yeah, it's in a production studio.
I can't
do all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah. Ought to be super weird, which I love. I love super weird stuff, man.
And I love being in at the beginning of something. I'm just hipster enough to want to be there at the start of this.
Can you imagine like controlling your own team? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So, there's a lot more. Next week, we're going to be talking to former NFL players in on this.
Yeah. Teaser.
A little bit of a teaser. So that's going to be Friday. So probably next Friday evening, maybe for the drive home on the East Coast, and certainly when the drive home on the West Coast, you'll have this.
May have this to listen to.
Have it going.
Give it a listen.
All right. We're out for the moment. We just chit-chatted about football. I hope that's okay.
Yeah. Just a little BS and talk about the draft, a little bit of news, free agencies left. There's really not much to talk about.
Right, and there's going to be less to talk about, which is why we're happy to have this interview next week.
The top article on NFL.com is for Peyton Manning's birthday, and they have a list of all 50 players that caught passes from him, touchdown passes from him.
That's how we've gotten to this spot. That's how low we've gotten.
Yeah, you're just like, wow, you guys, really?
Yeah, Peyton Manning hasn't played a football game in, 2 years?
It's been a while.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Peyton.
Birthday, Peyton. Let's celebrate by showing every person that ever caught a touchdown pass from you.
I'm going to see everybody who's caught a touchdown pass from Y.A. Tittle.
Right.
That would interest me because, you know.
I would have a look at that.
That would be fantastic.
I saw most of the touchdown passes Peyton Manning threw.
I would say
I probably saw
all of them.
Yeah, I probably saw all of them at some point.
Because even if you're just watching Espen, you know, on Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know how they do the whole wrap-up thing?
They run the game,
I've been watching that forever.
Yeah. And now that we have things like the Red Zone Channel and stuff and DirecTV, at the end of the Red Zone Channel day, they show you every single touchdown.
They do.
You know, so it's like, oh, okay, I can sit here and watch this for 10 minutes, and it's just every touchdown of the day.
Yeah, and the way it works now is you can go on watch the all 22 version of every touchdown
for
the day.
Right. Yeah. It's dope.
I love it.
Jinx.
Give me a Coke.
Minnesota.
All right, we are out. We'll be back in a couple weeks. I say a couple weeks. It'll be probably next week, Saturday. Someone will have the damn interview up.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be awesome. All right, we're out. Enjoy your week. Try to stay warm. Spring is here, allegedly.
Maybe.
As we still say snow this, with snow on the ground outside. Yeah. All right, bye.
Later, bitches. Love you, mean it.
Have a day. I still can't get used to that.
Have a day.
Have a day.